Ballroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Did your home get hit with damage from the recent April storms? Whether your roof suffered damage from rain, wind, or hail, most insurance companies let you file a claim for up to 1 year. Call Storm Chief today and let them work with your insurance company to get the problem fixed right. Even if you've been denied in the past, call Storm Chief and let them help you get your claim approved and your number one investment protected. Call Storm Chief today at 1-636-614-3140 to schedule your free inspection. Storm Chief, 1-636-614-3140, and Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
What the hell was that?
What the hell was that?
What the hell was that?
What the hell is that?
What the hell is that?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Places with bright, shiny faces. That's what this used to say, the teacher said in kindergarten when you were a little kid or in grade school. And that's what we are. We're all here. And you're here. And that makes it a perfect day. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Did anybody watch the press conference about the Sandusky thing today?
No.
No, but I read something online, the report that they came up with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to go to jail. And you know what?
Oh, it's going down.
98-page report or
that
something?
That deserves a round of applause.
Yes.
And I'll tell you why. When I hear people say things like, well, there's no reason to continue to draw this out, to keep this going, and punish the people who are now at Penn State, who, you know, most of them had nothing to do with it, but a lot of them did. I disagree. I think the only way you can teach a lesson, hang on, I spit out my gum.
Thank you.
The only way you can ever get it through people's heads that when you look the other way, when you cover up, when you try to pretend something bad doesn't exist because something else that involves money is more important to you, there's a price to pay for that. And when you do that, not only will you be punished, you're going to hurt a lot of other people who are these sort of innocent bystanders here, but they're associated with Penn State. So Penn State as a whole should absolutely be punished. And the reason I say that is in the future, if something like this happens, maybe somebody will think twice about putting their own fear of losing a job or fear of losing donations to the university. Maybe they'll put the little kids ahead of all that. You know, they talked about that janitor who witnessed...
The McQuarrie guy?
No, the janitor. The janitor who is now in a home or something. He's incapable of... He's got some disease or
He tried stepping forward.
No, he didn't. And shame on him. He told another janitor. He should have told the police. But what he said to the other janitor when he witnessed it was... In so many words, I saw probably the most disturbing thing I've ever seen. He described it as Sandusky raping this boy. And when he told the other janitor, and shame on him too. Of course, it's a different thing when you're going to the authorities saying, guess what somebody else saw? Okay, it's the duty of the first janitor.
Right.
But they discussed what might happen if the janitor who witnessed it said anything. And the discussion was all about being fired. And he said, you know, I don't know what to do, but if I say anything about this or report it, I know I'll be fired. Then be fired and get a lawyer and prove that you were fired because you told the truth and because you tried to protect little kids. You know, how would you feel if you had an opportunity to play a part in shutting down a sick pervert like Jerry Sandusky, and then you didn't do it, then how do you feel later on when you know that the lives of a lot of kids have been ruined and as adults their heads are screwed up because partly of you?
Saving all the right. ones that happened after that incident.
Exactly. Yeah. And maybe you alone couldn't have shut it down, but if you... and everybody else who was aware of it all together come forward. At a certain point, just like what has happened, at a certain point, somebody's going down. And this, just Joe Paterno, you know, I saw where I saw where his family 2 days ago issued a statement saying they were, how disturbed they were that their, you know, their dad or their husband or whatever it was, his legacy's been tarnished. He tarnished it.
Mm-hmm.
Because after this FBI investigation, there is clear, absolutely crystal clear evidence that Joe Paterno was the guy when the suggestion was made, should we report this to the police, that Paterno's response was, and it's all in writing, it's all documented, it's all in emails and memos and whatever, was no. And then again, in so many words, that's just not going to sit well at the university, and it's going to create more problems, and we'll just deal with it internally. So the statue of Joe Paterno and his big old Harry Carey glasses should be pulled down on television like Hussein's statue was pulled down, should be toppled and destroyed. There should be no statue to Joe Paterno. And I don't care how beloved, I don't care how many games somebody won. Rape is rape, and let's just call it what it is. When you take a little boy in the shower and you get behind him and you put him up against the wall, well, you're a rapist. So at a certain point, people have to realize, and I do understand fear. I understand being afraid of the consequences and what will happen to you. But man, oh man, we need more people with some backbone and some spine and people who are willing to say, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to turn the other way. I'm not going to let this go. I'm going to call the police.
Right. In hindsight, he would have been a hero to have turned it in, to have said something and put this guy away.
Yeah. He had the choice. He could have been a hero instead of an inmate, which is probably what these other guys, Curly and these other, they're going to become inmates. And good. Maybe they can put him in with Paterno, and then all the convicts can have their way with all these
guys. Paterno's dead.
I mean, not with Paterno, with Sandusky. Mm-hmm. And then the other convicts can recreate and reenact. And then Sandusky and Curly and these guys can play the roles of the little boys. Okay, you be the little boy, and I'll do to you what you did to them. It's just disgusting, and there's so much more of it than I think most people realize. I'm more familiar with it than I want to be, and I'm just going to tell you that to whatever degree you think this is a problem, multiply it by about 100 churches, scout troops, schools, medical facilities, doctors. You know, my doctor when I was a kid, we didn't know it because my parents were too ignorant to recognize the signs. And I don't mean ignorant in a bad way. I mean sometimes people are just ignorant. They don't know.
Naive.
Well, they don't know. They're naive. They're naive, and they're absolutely incapable of thinking of such a thing because they literally don't know that that exists. And our family doctor was a pedophile. And I remember he'd make house calls, and he was very quick to make house calls because I had a brother and we were little boys. And when I look back on it, it starts to make sense that he spent, it seemed like an awful long time touching and feeling and probing, and he had real soft, effeminate hands, real pale, soft hands, and he was effeminate. But in those days, that was called a sissy. He just said, well, he's kind of a sissy.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he was both gay and a pedophile.
Predator.
And a pedophile. Now, don't anybody misinterpret what I've said here, and don't write me and say, oh, great, you said all gays are pedophiles. I didn't say that. I said he happened to be gay and a pedophile. And here's something for you to think about, too. Would you say that Jerry Sandusky is gay?
No.
Why? Because his victims were male.
Right,
he chose to have his sex.
Yeah,
his
I would say he's sex.
He only likes children.
No, boy, not children,
girls,
not
yeah.
little girls. So here's the question:
there are a bunch of pedophiles.
I think this is a good question.
Little girls, and
I think this is a good question. Would you classify him as gay?
Yes.
Since he chose boys,
I would.
I think I would too.
Because there are pedophiles that target girls. That
right. Yeah. They have no interest in boys. They just pick little girls. It's a sick world. We live in a sick world. And we, all of us, any chance you get to do anything you can, we have to put an end to this. And putting an end to it doesn't mean eliminating these sick perverts, because you can't do that. But we have to stop pretending that they can be fixed, they can be treated, they can be counseled, they can be rehabilitated. They can't. Any man that looks at a 5-year-old girl and thinks, I'd like to get some of that, is sick and will never be right. And then if your question is, well, Frank, how you're not a doctor, you're not a psycho. No, I'm not. But I'm not stupid enough, and I think some people are, to think that with the proper counseling and the proper medication, you know what that's like? That's like saying to me, and I love women, okay? I love them. That's like saying to me, you have therapy or counseling or a medication that will stop me from getting an erection when I see a smoking hot chick and the fold-out of Playboy magazine. Good luck with that therapy. You'd have to electroshock me, or you'd have to give me something so powerful it would kill half my brain. That's the way to think about it. We are born wired a certain way, and you're never going to make me like boys, and you're never going to make a gay guy like girls, and you're never going to make a lesbian like men, and you're never going to stop a sick pervert monster bastard like Jerry Sandusky and the thousands like him from being attracted to and wanting to take advantage of kids. That's a fact, and I'll argue with anybody who wants to, and I don't care what kind of doctor's degree you have or psychologist you are, you're a fool and you're stupid if you think guys like this can be rehabilitated. So kudos to the FBI, to everybody who for the last 7 months straight has worked on this 98-page thorough investigation, and thanks to them for not, and it could have easily happened that they just said, well, you know, we really don't find anything to... They didn't do that. They said, we're going to start calling these people out. There are going to be some more trials, and these people are going down. So good for them. Do we have any Burke segment?
I
know.
I had a little something, but...
Well, let's... And a little from you...
It's just an observation.
...is actually a lot.
It's just an observation on men.
Well,
and
let's
babies.
Hear it, because I am a man.
Men and babies.
And particularly babies that poop.
Okay.
Because I had my granddaughter today, And I stopped by my dad's house, and she chose that moment to let loose. I mean, it was up to her belly button and up the back. And he wouldn't even come near it. I ended up having to take the diaper with me because he didn't really want it in his trash.
Can I tell you something? There are, and this is not a sexist comment. Women and mothers and grandmothers and aunts, they have a natural ability to tolerate some things that we can't tolerate. Pain, for example.
That's maternal instincts,
yeah. Women are better at handling pain than we are. We're babies. They're also better at opening a diaper, seeing what looks like a combination of mustard and mud, and will bring tears to your eyes, and you can't even inhale. They're better at just tape, clean, yes. White. Powder, tape.
I know it doesn't even bother me if it gets on my fingers. I'll just wash it.
That's where women have an advantage over us, and that's why they're better at it. Because here's the problem: we're going to rush through it. I want to do it in the time, as long as I can hold my breath. That's how fast I want to get this done, and I'm going to slop it up.
I would have the hardest time not vomiting right there.
Then she spit up, and he was like, oh, that's gross. It's like, you just spit up, you just wipe it.
A baby can spit up on a woman's shoulder, and it's that sour milk spit up, and they just...
You just wipe it off.
You must have an upset stomach. Where we go, ow! Ow! I get it!
Somebody take the baby.
Give me a towel! Throw this in the washing machine!
I've seen it with drool. It's like, she drooled. It's on my arm. It's on my arm. It's like, it's
our,
just drool.
Our oldest son, when he was little, he was one, he had pyloric stenosis. Pyloric stenosis is where the stomach valve, where the food normally like falls through the valve, it throws it back out.
Like
so
projectile?
He projectile vomited. And we would feed him. It would go across the room, back out, and we thought, "What the heck?
What did you do when that happened?"
Well, I just dealt with it, and we'd go clean it up, and we'd try again, and he'd throw it back out, and we started realizing that nobody else we knew, their kids didn't do that. They might spit up, and it'd run down their mouth, or they kind of, but not this cannon blast. So we take him to a doctor, and the doctor said it's pyloric stenosis, and it requires surgery. So at one and a half, they went in, they fixed the valve, and that was the end of it. And it's the other thing. It is amazing to me what these nurses and doctors in these children's hospitals can do, because you're working on a tiny little person. You don't have the work area that you have with an adult. Think about that. You're going into little bitty arms or hearts.
Yeah, and trying to get a needle, IV in a baby.
These people are special people, especially the people at children's hospitals. What else did you have?
That was it. I just thought that was pretty funny.
Anybody else for the Burke
segment? No, I'm going to let Dan take over.
Dan's
here.
No, you can go ahead. I need to get a hold of somebody, so you can go ahead. I'll take over.
Personal?
No, I'm calling John Londoff.
That's personal. No. I don't have
a news bulletin.
Uh-oh.
All right.
This is straight from the news department.
Let me just say something to the people. Tina is not here right now. Now, we just added, and this just opened yesterday, KTRS News Central. Now, it's already staffed. You can hear the people. Tina's in there now. It's first full day of operation. How are things going down there?
That's pretty busy.
It's very busy.
It's a huge room, too.
It's giant.
Yeah. Real echoey.
What would you say the size of, like a fourth of a football field, something like that?
It's about 5,000 square feet.
5,000 square feet.
I know Colin, the news guy, has a great big open space to do his news. Mm-hmm. He can set out all his
copy. Also, they gave Colin a portable GPS to navigate around the newsroom. That's how big it is.
Yes.
And until he gets accustomed to it. What do you have? What's the bulletin from the new News Central?
This just in, fire crews are working with a gas line rupture in the 5600 block of Enright. Evidently flames shooting up in the air, and you can see smoke for miles. So if you're driving around in that part of town, that's what you're seeing. It is a gas line rupture. Evidently, they're hosing down the buildings next to this one building to try and keep them from the fire.
Flaming gas, I hate that.
Yes, because I've heard of a couple water main ruptures just recently. Which is odd to me because I always thought that happened when it was so cold.
Colin says the flames are shooting 40 to 50 feet. And he came in here and said that. And I said, well, how do you know? Did you measure? I'm a pretty tough, you know, yes. person to deal with. And he explained to me how he estimated, and it made sense, 40, 50 feet into the air. So I accepted his answer, and I think he's probably right. And by the way, still to this day, the world's funniest sound is right here. Still, I don't care what anybody says, still the funniest sound in the world. Yep. Or any variation of it.
Can I come up now?
Come on back up.
Okay.
From the new KTRS News Central.
Yeah, there's a great line by Louis C.K., the comedian. He goes, you don't have to be a smart person to laugh at a fart, but no. You don't have to be stupid either.
But it's a test because if you hear this and you don't laugh, there's something wrong with you.
Yes.
No, you may hide the laugh and you may suppress it, but if you're honest, give me another variation of it. Give me one of those funny.
Remember the flarp?
Yeah. Now, if you didn't laugh at that,
that's what my
there's something wrong with you. I'm serious. You're not normal. Yeah. There's something wrong with you. I don't care how much money you have, how fancy you are, how much etiquette you know, how many fancy balls and charity events you go to. If you didn't think that was funny, there's something wrong with you. Yeah. You're laughing now, and you're trying to stop it. And I know who you are. You're in an Escalade, or you're the woman in a Range Rover on the way to meet with the other women on the committee, and you would never walk in and go, I heard the funniest fart sound on the way here on KTRS. You would never say that. Yeah. But you laughed, and good for you. We have a guest on the phone. He's not really a guest. He's more like a regular member of the show and adds quite a bit to it. And I'm not just saying that because he spends a fortune here.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I'm like, yeah, a paying mob member.
Well, you do. Yep. You pay your way, but don't we all in one way or another? You know, we pay it in sweat and hours put in doing and preparing a show. That's how we pay to be part.
How long is the show?
The show is 3 hours.
Okay.
But it's not really 3 hours because it doesn't start till about 3:15. And then once you factor in all the breaks and the commercials, we work probably about an hour and 40 minutes.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty amazing.
I know. It's a good deal. It's a great gig. So how are you?
And what am I paying for a spot?
A fortune. A lot.
Thanks. I feel a lot better now.
But it's one thing to pay and get no ROI. That's return on investment.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It's one thing to pay and get nothing. It's another to pay a fortune and get back two or three fortunes.
Yeah, when you think about it, he's got a pretty decent chunk of that hour and 40
minutes.
The
more I think about it, he's not paying enough.
Yes, that's what I've run the numbers.
Yeah, he should be paying more, but we're not going to increase the rate.
Mm-mm.
That's the good news.
Oh, well, I tell you, it's amazing. It's like therapy. It's like going to your therapy. I feel so much better now.
Well, good. That was the point, to make you feel better about what you're spending here. Are you selling any vehicles?
You know, and we're not really going to bring any guest speakers in today. You know?
Well, yesterday was it happens.
It was
For those who didn't hear, John was trying to be nice, as was Jim, his truck guy, bringing in a customer saying, oh, by the way, say hi to Frank O'Pinion. And the guy says, I can't stand Frank O'Pinion, and I know a lot of people that can't stand him. So it kind of turned on us, but it was okay because it was funny.
It was hilarious.
And now I understand you have a thorough screening process before anybody walks in while you're on the air with us.
Well, that's why I thought I'd bring in Kitty Harrison, our director of marketing. Kitty, say hi to Frank and the AM and the PM crew.
Hi, guys. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Kitty. I love Kitty, and I don't really even know Kitty, but I got an email from Kitty, and I know what Kitty does and how well she does it. Kitty, how are you?
I am great, thank you. I'm going to be the screener from here on out.
Oh,
good.
Beautiful.
Like the guard at the door.
They got to go through Kitty.
Kitty, what do you drive?
I drive a Malibu, and it is beautiful.
Did you buy it, or does John let you drive a new one at no cost?
Of course I bought it. I'm trying to think how many cars I bought. This is my fourth Malibu I've bought, though.
Wow.
Well, you know, if I had a dealership, and I don't, but if I did, my key people would drive the best of the best of what we had at no charge. That's just me.
Especially as somebody as important as somebody that's a screener.
Yes.
Now.
Yes. Marketing, family. Marketing and screening too, yeah. are extremely important.
Well,
and
when are you going to open up that dealership? Because I would be one to talk to you about it.
Whoa.
Hey, potential employee.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when I decide to do that. And it may be sooner than you think because I think the car business right now may be a better business to be in than the radio business. So, Kitty, I'll put your name down on the potential possible employee list.
Love that.
All right.
Screener extraordinaire.
All right. You got it. So, John.
Well, I mean, that very rarely ever happens. How many times has a
car? No. The chances of it happening again are slim to none, but screening may be a good idea. Now, listen, I know you need to sell trucks. I know that.
Yes.
You need to move some pickup trucks. So, let's talk about that.
Well, we want to talk about bringing back, which we did some months ago, and we had to stop it because when we say $10,000 off,
Now, will you do that on a $15,000 truck? Would you take 10 off?
I said cabs and crew cabs.
Oh, okay.
And crew cabs.
Okay.
We're selling regular cab work trucks for $15,990. $10,000. That's a lot of lawn dog love. I had to clear it with Mimi to make sure it was okay. If she's probably listening right now, she probably just fell over. But Kitty is related to Mimi.
Right.
Sisters, right?
They're sisters, yeah. How about that?
Kitty, who's better looking, you or Mimi? Be honest. No, be honest. Be absolutely honest.
What did my mom say? There was an ugly one in the bunch, so that was nice. Because I come from
she said I'm the ugly one in the lot.
If you're similar in looks, then Kitty, you are cute and attractive. If you're even close,
you can say what you say when you're talking about my wife, Mimi.
Well,
she's hot.
Mimi is far more attractive.
They're both beautiful.
Being modest.
Mm-hmm.
This Kitty is smoking.
She's younger.
She's smoking hot. This Kitty. I'll take a couple pictures and I'll text them to you.
Okay. I'd love to. It's a great idea. As soon as you finish, snap a couple with your phone and send them to me. I'd like to see Kitty. Yeah. So back to the trucks. We need to sell trucks.
$10,000 off Silverado, extended cab, Silverado, crew cab.
Now, for those who don't know, and it took me a while to learn this, crew cab, and I hope I get this right, crew cab is the true four-door truck. It's like a car with a big bed in the back. Extended cab is a back seat, sometimes with what, John, like one door as opposed to two doors?
The extended cab has two doors on both sides,
okay.
But they open up in reverse manner. So your front door on the passenger and driver's side will open up outwardly, then your rear doors open kind of in a different reverse angle. Well, your crew cab has four
doors. Regular doors.
It has four door handles.
So the extended cab is what they call suicide doors. They both open from the center.
We don't really call it that.
Well, that's the name. That's what the name they gave it back when Lincoln introduced it a million years ago, 50 years ago, was suicide doors. I know it's a bad name, but that way people know what we're talking about. You literally reach to the middle of the vehicle to pull both doors open. That's a crew cab.
Please.
I mean extended cab.
Silent.
Yeah, he is silent. I didn't know what to do.
I'm concentrating on sending you that picture of Kitty because, I work pretty quickly around here.
Yeah.
And, Tina, I'm sorry I didn't have your cell phone number. I'd send it to you also, Tina. But
Tina's not as interested in Kitty's picture as I am.
You're welcome. But, no, we have to sell trucks. Chevy wants us to sell a lot of trucks every day, every month. Besides Jimmy Staffel talking about 150 Equinoxes, yeah. But man cannot live by Equinox alone.
Wow.
That's wild.
That's very profound.
It just happens to me when I talk to you, Frank. I get quick.
You get creative.
I do. Thank you very much. I owe it all to you.
Oh, man. Sorry.
I could barely stand there with a straight face. But, I actually am excited. We really got a great month going here in July. A lot of great offers. We talked about some lease offers of $99 a month on a cruise.
Wow.
$99 a month on a Chevy Cruze. Are you kidding me? That's crazy. And $129 on a Malibu. That's 24 month lease. $129. It's unbelievable. Wow.
It almost sounds like a trick, but it's not a trick.
It's not. It's 179 on the Chevy Equinox. Matter of fact, the Equinox program is really, really popular. I think we've done three lease Equinox deals just here in the last 2 days.
By the way, I just got the text you sent with Kitty's picture. Kitty, you're really cute. You look a lot like your sister.
Yeah, I got it too.
The whole family, they all look really remarkable.
I didn't get it.
Well, you don't need it, Dan. You can't see anyway.
Oh, that's right.
Vision problems.
Nice.
Well, he has vision issues, and he knows that. Oh. So we need to move trucks. You got a lot of Equinoxes. I know you have more than probably anybody else in town, and I think we need a phone number.
The phone number here, Frank, and we'll be here late till 6:30, 7:30 on these Thursday evenings because people come in at 5:36, and we'll be here. We'll stay until you need us to take good care of you, great care of you. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com.
All right, John, Kitty, a pleasure.
Pleasure as always. Thank you, guys.
Customers
Thank
are on you. The way, John.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Thank See you.
Bye. Safe out there.
Really, it took me a while to get that crew cab extended thing, cab. Now, we had the boys and I used to have, it was like, we shared a little S10 smaller, years ago, that's what it was called years ago, pickup. And it was, had a third door because they used to just have the one back door. Right. And that would have been the crew cab. And then when they came out with the extended cab, man, for years, I could not get that straight. But the great thing about an extended cab truck, it honest to goodness, it's like having a big luxury car with a big back seat and the world's biggest trunk.
That's
which
the
is
crew cab.
That's the crew cab.
Right.
Yeah, my aunt and uncle used to have a truck. I don't remember what make it was, but it had those little tiny seats in the behind the.
Right.
You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
The little fold out? Oh, they were awful. Yeah. It was like for a
that's
child.
That's what our uh-huh. little truck had because it was a small truck. But yeah. Didn't the seats sit sideways?
Sideways.
Yes. They
yes.
sat
yes.
towards the middle. Yeah. yeah.
No, that's what they we had. Did. And the boys were small, so it was no big deal. In fact, they like kids when they're kids, they like to pretend like they're hiding
right.
or something. Small. So they love that. We're going to take a break. We come back. We will take your calls. Let me give you the number. If you don't mind waiting about 4 minutes, we'll put you right on here when we come back. Dawn Meadows Dixon joins us next hour, 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We'll be right back.
With a look at the roads, let's check in with Tim Weiland and your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. We've got a few problems on the roads right now. Southbound 255, just a little bit south of 157, they are down to just the left lane as they do some road maintenance. Traffic is backed up almost 2.5 miles trying to squeeze into that left lane. Also, an accident has the right lane blocked on southbound Grand near 44. We've got debris in the roadway. It's on southbound 270, the exit to Manchester, or westbound Manchester. And we're already stop and go on southbound 270 between Page and Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Dish Network. If you hate missing your favorite primetime shows, get the Hopper from Dish. The Hopper has primetime anytime that lets you automatically record all four major networks of primetime TV in HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When news breaks, KTRS is there.
Joining us live now is KTRS's Jay Schurter.
And so is ABC News.
Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
With a local connection.
Ann Compton live at the White House, ABC News White House correspondent. Ann Compton, good morning.
And good morning from the White House. Where do you want to start?
For the best in breaking news, you'll get the latest from ABC and KTRS News on the Big 550. Streaming live on KTRS.com.
If you're a man and you're sick of having to go to the bathroom all the time, take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge. We're so sure it will reduce frequent urination, we'll send you a free full-size bottle of Super Beta Prostate to try absolutely free. It will help you get back to a normal bathroom routine both day and night. Imagine the difference that would make. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-3980. Super Beta Prostate contains beta-sitosterol, clinically shown to support healthy flow and more complete bladder emptying. Millions of men rely on Super Beta Prostate to get a better night's sleep and not have to spend so much time in the bathroom. Take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge and try a free bottle. All you pay is shipping and handling, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be amazed at how quickly you notice a difference. Get your free bottle now while supplies last. Call 1-800-700-3980. That's 1-800-700-3980. 1-800-700-3980.
Today, homes often develop severe foundation problems. Even while they're quite new, they'll start to settle and sink. Older, established homes can also become problematic due to the harsh St. Louis weather's negative impact on what was previously stable soil. Doors and windows stick, concrete floors and foundation walls crack, and basements and crawl spaces become wet, moldy, and at times, infested. Thanks to Fast Steel Peering Systems, there's a cure. Fast Steel Peering System is the nation's strongest foundation stabilization system. It's manufactured and proof-tested in St. Louis. When the largest investment of your life is sinking, protected for life with a Fast Steel system. One engineered, designed, manufactured, and installed for your foundation's specific requirements. Call Fast Steel's trained factory-certified inspectors and receive a fully guaranteed comprehensive repair solution. Call Fast Steel Peering Systems today. 314-739-8500. 739-8500.
As a caregiver of a stay-at-home adult with beginning Alzheimer's or dementia, how do you get away for a business trip or vacation? How can you be sure that your loved ones are well cared for and safe? How do you make sure your loved ones are getting their pills on time and in the right dosages? Tough questions, I know. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. All three Garden View Care Centers have the answers to these questions. It's called Garden View Respite or Vacation Care. Here's how it works. When you have to be away, whether for a few days or weeks, you make a reservation for your loved ones at one of the three St. Louis area Garden View Care Centers. 636-449-7575. Now, while you're away, your loved ones play. They enjoy adult activities, marvelous meals, recreation, exercise, live music, sporting events, and so much more. You have the peace of mind knowing that they're cared for by trained professionals 24/7. 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575. Or gvcc.com.
It moves you even when it's standing still. It's a destination, even if you're going no place at all. It will catch your eye, steal your heart, and provide years of supreme pleasure and enjoyment. It enables you to escape, relax, and unwind. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family. And that kind of thinking guides Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Ranger and Alumacraft boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey, Bentley, Mercury, and Yamaha at Inland Marine Boats, all with the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you. Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury, Yamaha, and most other brands. You'll find a comprehensive parts department and boat storage when you need it. Set your course to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Dave Schnabel. Remember, you only get 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rom here with Fiona from a local Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm all right. What do you want to talk about?
Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
Okay.
We will replace your pads or shoes, machine your rotors or drums. All labor is included, and we throw in a rebate.
Get Motorcraft Complete Brake Service and get a $50 mail-in rebate. $50.
One price covers everything.
That's correct.
So it really is complete.
It is complete.
Limit one redemption per axle. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details and vehicle exclusions, or visit FordOwner.com through 83112.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Right, we got a couple of minutes, not a whole lot of time. So on the, before I left the house, on one of the news channels, there was a bomb threat. And somebody called in an anonymous bomb threat. Here's my take on bomb threats. How many times have you ever watched the news and you've seen that live shot of the bomb squad where there's been a bomb in the building. Never. Almost never.
Right.
If I'm going to put a bomb in a building, I'm not telling anybody. If I really want to blow it up, why would you call and go, hey, I put a bomb in your building? No. If I want to blow all of you up, the last thing I'm going to do is give you a chance to get away. So I maintain. Out here years ago, when I was at Westport here, we had a bomb threat, and they evacuated all of Westport Plaza. And it was a perfect 72-degree Friday at about noon. So it was pretty obvious that somebody who worked out here wanted to get off work. And I remember they found who did it, and sure enough, it was some gal that worked here. Her boyfriend called it in because they wanted to take the afternoon and go and go fishing or something. Mm-hmm. So a beautiful, crystal clear day. They knew they'd be sent home because what the heck? It was Friday at noon, and that's the reason for the bomb threat. And there was no bomb. Hello, George. How are you?
Hey, Frank. As a kid, we moved to Florida for a short time down in the Tampa area back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And lived just a couple blocks from the school, but naturally had to be bused into a black neighborhood. And with all the race riots and everything, we used to get out of school almost every single day for 3-4 hours for a bomb threat.
And there never was a bomb, was there?
Never was a bomb, but we always enjoyed the outdoors.
Yeah, you almost wanted to thank the person that called it in. Because everybody got time off. All right, thank you, George. Yeah, no, really. I don't think I can ever remember where there was an anonymous bomb, and then you actually saw on the, oh my goodness, the building blew up. It's always all clear.
You know, but when you're a kid, you're not really thinking how awful it is to make a bomb threat. You know,
of course you're not. It's costing millions.
It's like pulling the fire alarm or something.
And recently you see all those, a suspicious bag is left out in the middle of a public area. And they'll,
it's a gym bag.
And it's somebody's sandwich in a lunch bag. Yeah. They sat down. But they have to do it.
Yeah.
No, it's a
because
shame.
It's the first time you don't do it, then it's going to blow up and kill a bunch of people. This Saturday, because we're getting close to Saturday, it's only 2 days away, 7 o'clock in the morning, if you have a little reminder, my cell phone has an alarm reminder on it, set that for about 7 o'clock Saturday morning, because that's when the yard sale comes on with Paul Warner, 7 to 9 o'clock every Saturday morning, and there's only one sponsor, First Community Credit Union. How often do you get to listen to the radio for 2 hours and not be bombarded with commercial after commercial after commercial? How about almost never, but you can during the yard sale, which allows Paul to take within 5 or 6 calls every Saturday, close to 100 calls every Saturday morning. And they're fun to listen to, and the people who need cash get the cash, and the people who need what that person is selling get what they needed. And it's fun to listen to, and everybody's happy. First Community Credit Union, the exclusive sponsor. Also the place where I do all my banking, my boys back at First Community Credit Union, Tina, Peon, Dan, Paul Warner, and thousands and thousands and thousands of other people. It's the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area. So if you don't have any good reason for not changing where you do your banking, and you probably don't have a good reason, I know the reason you don't is because you go, well, why should I? A bank is a bank, a place to bank, whether it's a credit union, not so fast, maybe not. I think you'll find there are just enough reasons to justify considering changing where you bank to First Community Credit Union. Real quickly, a good example, auto loan rates, 36-month term, as low as 1.69%, depending, of course, on your credit. Also, depending on your credit, if it's good enough, as low for 60 months as 1.99%. There's a place to start. FirstCommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, they're still working with the accident on southbound Grand at Highway 44. Two-vehicle collision. The right lane is blocked. Bit of a backup there. They have cleared an earlier accident from eastbound 70 after 170. Also, you're down to just one left lane on southbound 255 south of 157. Traffic was backed up a good 2.5 miles when I went through there. On westbound 70, starting to get a little heavy past the airport. Slow again between Mid Rivers Mall Drive and T.R. Hughes. And look at eastbound 270, slowing now approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Kia Motors and the Kia Optima. The Kia Optima is not your average midsize sedan. If you'd like to learn more, just visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Rick's Ace Hardware is the place you want to be. This Saturday, noon to 3, the Inside Out Show is on the road again. They're at 11767 Manchester Road in De Pere, between Lindbergh and 270, just one block east of Bope Road. If you're still looking for those soaker hoses or any hoses you need, Rick's Ace Hardware is the place you wanted to get it. You park right in front, talk to knowledgeable people, everything you need for inside or outside to fixing around the house, Rick's Ace Hardware is the place you want to be. This Saturday, noon to 3, 11767 Manchester Road. That's Rick's Ace Hardware, the Inside Out Show. We'll see you then.
This is Wilson with AAR Contracting, all about roofing. What if you could sell yourself a roof and keep the commission? By now, if your neighborhood was hit by a hailstorm, you've had over 100 out-of-town salespeople knocking at your door and sticking flyers everywhere. Wouldn't you like to tell them where to really stick those flyers? So why should you listen to this ad for AAR Contracting, all about roofing? Does it matter that AAR has a 40-year local A-plus rating with the BBB and is listed in the local phone book? Yes, it does. It means that AAR, all about roofing, didn't just show up for the storm. I know they all say, we plan to stay. Sorry, it's a lie. Once the roofs are done, they're gone, and so is your warranty. Call AAR today, mention this show, and I'll pay you the 10% sales commission on your roof. 314-445-5745. 314-445-5745. Call now and get the commission. 445-5745. 314-445-5745. 445-5745.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton invites you to its grand opening July 13th, 14th, and 15th. Shop for hard-to-find firearm models from Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, Ruger, FN, Beretta, and Kimber. Shoot on the state-of-the-art indoor range. Register for prizes like Crimson Trace laser grips. Meet celebrity hunter Outdoors Dan Young. Watch competition and trick shooters in action. Metro Shooting Supplies, St. Charles Rock Road and Fifi in Bridgeton. Learn more at BuyLearnShoot.com or visit them on Facebook, BuyLearnShoot.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.